almost globally and universally, there was a very negative sense of African people as being subhuman property. And it gets reflected then in popular culture, and it's so deep. And you have adults who grew up with these things around their house. They didn't pay any attention to it. They didn't see Aunt Jemima, you know, being racist, or Uncle Ben as being racist. I mean, they were just things you grew up with. And over time, it becomes so acceptable, you no longer notice it. And as soon as you no longer notice it, you are prone not to treat the people who are represented by that with any type of dignity or respect. There's some postcards that are in another language, particularly this one. While you have this monkey with a naked female child, the English translation says one thing, but the actual translation says, with all the men at war, the only ones left are monkeys, i.e. this child, again with the bulging white eyes, the red lips, being nude, is not even human. To me, that adds to this deep psyche where it's okay. So if I see, you know, a black person in real life, those are the images that come to mind, and that's how I judge, and that's how I value that person, and I'm not thinking whether it's wrong. Until people decide to say there are certain things that as a community, as a region, as a nation, as global citizens, we do not accept, nothing will change.